Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I often do stories, and at the end I say, if anything happens with the story, I'll update you. And I've had a couple stories that have actually had several updates along the way. Daniel sent me a note yesterday, said, Steve, a further update on one of the cases that you've been talking about. And it involves the man who wanted to have trial by combat with either his soon-to-be ex-wife or her attorney. And it raised eyebrows, as you might expect, because we don't do trial by combat anymore. In fact, I don't know if we ever actually did in that sense. We're not talking about dueling. Dueling is something that we did actually do in America for a little while. But trial by combat was something that goes way, way back when there was a feud or a dispute. It was not uncommon that you'd settle a feud or dispute by having somebody represent you and go down and fight with somebody who represented the other side. And then the winner who survived that engagement would determine who was right or wrong in that feud. And if not, it would at least get some of the energy out of the system, so to speak. But I mentioned before that a Kansas man had sought legal permission in Iowa to engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife or her attorney. And he actually filed paperwork with the court asking for that. He actually said he wanted to do that. And the court, as might be predicted, looked at that request and said, okay, this request isn't normal. There's something wrong here. And rather than just saying, oh, it's just a joke or lighthearted or something like that, actually ordered a psychological examination for the man who asked for it and said, maybe the guy's a little goofy. And so the examination has apparently come back. The man who sought trial by combat is not crazy. That's the headline from the Omaha.com website. He is now asking for a psych evaluation for his ex-wife and her lawyer. And he seeks $255,000 in emotional damages. And there's a lot to unpack here, as I like to say. Harlan, Iowa. A Kansas man who sought legal permission in Iowa to engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife is not insane, but merely angry about their child custody arrangement, according to a psychological evaluation. So a psychological evaluation took place, and they said the guy's not crazy, he's just mad, in the sense of being angry. The man lives in, I guess, Paola, Kansas. Now, it looks like it'd be Paolo, Kansas, or Paula, Kansas, P-A-O-L-A. I seem to recall someone told me it's Paola, but again, I could be wrong. He asked in a filing that he made in January to be allowed to fight his former wife and her attorney, or her attorney. I've heard different things in this, whether he wanted to fight them both at the same time or one at a time. And he offered to rend their souls from their bodies. Now, here's the problem. Rending a soul from a body, most people would interpret that meaning to kill somebody. And when you suggest that you want to kill somebody, especially in a legal pleading filed with a court, it's not the most courteous thing to do. And in fact, it may actually tread the line of being illegal to do that. Ask Chief Wiggum from The Simpsons. Threatening to kill somebody might be against the law. Likewise, it's illegal to put squirrels down your pants for the purposes of gambling. However, he filed those documents with the court, and the court responded by saying, perhaps you need a psychological evaluation. Well, now that they've done that, they've determined that he is not crazy. He's merely angry. So the couple, the husband and wife, or ex-husband, ex-wife, or basically parents of children, have been embroiled in a dispute over custody and visitation matters, as well as property tax payments. An Iowa judge responded by temporarily suspending the father's visitation, and he ordered the evaluation. And the evaluation found that he has adjustment disorder with mixed emotional features. That's what someone told the Des Moines Register. Adjustment disorder with mixed emotional features. He said, again, to the Des Moines Register, it essentially says I'm not crazy. I just don't like being denied access to my children. He has asked the court now to order psychological evaluations of his ex-wife and her attorney, according to a motion he filed last week. And by the way, you might say, Steve, the guy's upset, so he's filing this stuff. This is one of the reasons, and I know people are going to say, Steve, you know, what you're saying is very self-serving here, but it's not. This is one of the reasons why you want to have an attorney represent you in court. Because an attorney would explain to the guy that he's not helping his case any. Let's assume for a moment that he actually wants to get more visitation with his children. That's what he says he wants. So along the way, he has threatened to kill, or said he wants to kill his ex-wife. He said he wants to kill his ex-wife's attorney. Now he says he wants him to get psychological evaluations, and he wants him to pay him a ton of money. And meanwhile, the judge going, okay, I've got these two parties in front of me, and they're both saying they want more visitation for them and less for the other side. And one side over here is just behaving like they're supposed to, and the other side over here is threatening to kill people, wants to kill people, wants to engage in deadly combat with people, wants to hurt the other side's attorney. What do you think a judge is going to look at that and say? They're going to look at that and go, oh, we got a normal, rational person over here, and we got a crazy person over here. Now you're going to say, Steve, the psychological evaluation says that guy's not crazy. Well, he's not crazy, but he's acting crazy. So, you know, at this point, you bring in an ornithologist and say, does that walk like a duck? Does it quack like a duck? If so, what is it? So he says, it essentially says I'm not crazy. I just don't like being denied access to my children. He's asked the court now to order psychological evaluations of his ex-wife and her attorney, despite the fact that there's no evidence that they've done anything crazy, nor have they requested anything crazy. He is representing himself in court, just in case that wasn't clear. He's now filed a motion asking for parenting time with his children and requested that he be reimbursed legal fees, money for a psychological evaluation, and he's also asking for a little over $250,000 in emotional damages. And it's not clear what the basis is for those damages. He doesn't say here why he thinks he's entitled to them, just that he wants them. Neither the ex-wife nor her attorney responded to the Register's request for comment, which many people will tell you is the smart thing to do here. When someone's having a temper tantrum, you do not have one in response. You step back, and, you know, there's a lot of cliches I could throw out here. You know, give them enough rope. But the point is that guy's hurting his case so much on his own that the other attorney can simply advise his client, look, let's just stand over here and be quiet and let him do all of our work for us because he's doing it. They did not respond to the Register's request for comment, but the father, ex-husband, had previously told the Register that he filed his trial by combat motion to get media attention for the case. And now you might say, well, Steve, if that's true, maybe he's not crazy. You understand that the underlying issue here is not this man's mental state of mind. The court didn't wake up one morning and say, hey, let's just pick a guy at random and see if he's crazy. That's not how that guy got in front of the court. The guy got in front of the court because at one point in time, he had children with a woman. I assume they were at one point in time husband and wife. Husband and wife. They had children and then got divorced. And as most divorces happen in North America, I'm guessing it's true in Canada, Mexico, and elsewhere, but most divorces involve some level of emotion. Some level of emotion that gets elevated slightly. Let's just say that. And so, like many divorces, the parties had to go in front of a judge someplace and say, I want more visitation. I think they should have less. Or they want more visitation. Think I should have less. And the parties often wind up in front of the court saying, we need you, Solomon, to decide this for us, okay? We ask the court to decide this because we can't work it out. We want the court to decide this. And that transaction right there happens every day across this great country of ours, countless times. Now, I'll be the first to tell you that it's unfortunate. It would be nice if everyone could just get along. It would be nice if parents could sit down and resolve their differences in a way that allowed them to, despite the fact they're divorced, still parent. Okay? That would be great. But that doesn't happen. So what happens is the couple, ex-couple, winds up in front of a judge and says, we need you to resolve these differences for us. And one side asks the court for some stuff, and the other side starts saying things like, I want to have a sword fight with my ex-wife or her attorney and go out in a field someplace and rend their souls from their bodies. And I'm doing that to get media attention for the case. I think the case will do well with media attention. Okay, media attention does not generally help your case, okay? And in this case, all it has done is allowed the person who sought the media attention to paint himself as being just a little bit unbalanced, to the point where the judge actually said, I've got to have this guy evaluated psychologically. Now, you might say, Steve, why would the judge feel the need to do that? Partly because of the media attention. Because the media attention, a lot of people looked at this and said, hey, is that guy crazy? Sounds crazy. Maybe that guy's crazy. So the fact that that question has been legitimately raised in the media, this story is widely reported. People in all 50 states know about this story. People in Guam know about this story, okay? So the media attention that the guy called upon himself backfired. And now he's being painted as, oh, he's the crazy sword fight guy. And now he's saying, I just did it for the media attention. I don't care why you did it. You know, be careful what you wish for. The point is, you got the media attention and you got a psychological evaluation. And now you file a motion asking for $250,000 in emotional damages, which you're not going to get. And you've asked for them to get psych evaluations, including her attorney, which, by the way, doesn't make you look that stable. Is there anything that the other attorney has done to indicate a mental deficiency of some sort? No. At least not here. I don't see it. And I've read a bunch of articles on this. So the man who sought trial by combat, technically speaking, is not crazy, at least according to what the court says. Instead, he has an adjustment disorder with mixed emotional features. And I know that the professionals use things that sound like euphemisms. Many of them are. But frankly, I'm glad I don't have adjustment disorder with mixed emotional features. Sounds painful, especially if it makes you go out and challenge people to sword fights. Good news is I got a whole bunch. So there you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Those will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Facts are meaningless. You could use facts to prove anything that's even remotely true.